Commissioners Court is now called to order. The judge is away today. I don't know if it's concerning his mother or not, but we will start off with invocation by Commissioner Arnold and the Pledge of Allegiance by Commissioner Weaver.
Please bow your heads, please. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and the opportunity to serve you and mankind. Lord, help us stay strong during these trying times. Keep us focused and thankful for all the positive things you have provided for us. Dear Lord, we ask that you give this government body the wisdom to make the right decisions that will benefit the majority. All these things we ask in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in reciting the nation's pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
We will start under the Auditor's Office. A, consider and approve budget transfer for Roden Bridge Precinct 2 due to a delay in shipping of equipment at $73,278. B, receive and file order adopting tax rate at 0.365 cent per $100 evaluation. Tax rate is 3.342106 for maintenance and operation and 0.022894 for debt service. C, receive and file the 2015-2016 Jefferson County budget. D, regular county bills, check number 412218 through check number 412505. I get a motion to accept these items. Got a motion and a second. A motion by Commissioner Senegal, second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carry unanimous. We will let's go straight down the order. We'll table item B, which is the burn ban, and A, we'll table. B, consider impossible approval, receive and file the annual fiscal report, financial report for Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1 in accordance with Section 775-082 and 775.0821 of the Texas Health and Safety Code. C, consider and possibly approve resolution approving the action of the Jefferson County Industry Development Corporation approving the execution and delivery of an issuance request to discharge in lieu of the Texas Indenture and Security Agreement date as of December 1st, 2010, and as amended, and other related matters relating to the Hurricane Ike Disaster Area Revenue Bonds, Jefferson Refinery LLC Project, Series 2010. D, consider and possibly approve the appointment of Mr. Larry Beaulieu, recommended by Commissioner Arnold to the Board of Directors of the Jefferson County Housing and Finance Corporation to fill the vacancy of Judge McNicholas, who has resigned. The appointment is to be effective October 1st, 2015. E, consider and possibly approve a proclamation for the National 4-H Week. F, consider and approve resolution for 2016 Indigent Defense Formula Grant Application. G, consider and approve resolution authorizing the county grant to Nutrition and Service for Seniors for fiscal year 2015 through 2016. Resolution allow Nutrition and Service for Seniors to apply for a matching grant for funds the state of Texas. H, consider and approve the sheriff and constable fees to be effective January 1st, 2016. I, consider and possibly approve consider and possibly approve, receive and file the appointment of Mr. Vernon Pierce to the Sabine Nature's Navigation District Board of directors effective October 1st, 2015, to replace the unexpired term of Jim Rich, who resigned effective July the 31st, 2015, appointed by Commissioner Arnold. Can I get a motion to accept these items? Got a motion by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And at this time, the 4-H's, if you don't mind, Charlotte Scarlett is here, I think. You can come to the front, and Commissioner Arnold will read the resolution.
Read the resolution first, and then if y'all have comments to follow. Be remembered at the meeting of Jefferson County Commissioners Court, Texas, held on this 28th day of September 2015, on a motion made by Commissioner Eddie Arnold, Precinct Number 1, and seconded by Commissioner Senegal of Precinct 3. The following resolution was adopted. Whereas the Jefferson County Commissioners Court is proud to know the 4-H Youth Development Program of Texas A&M AgriLife Expansion Services, we would like to honor you services for 108 years of providing experience-based education to youngsters throughout the Lone Star State. And whereas this admirable program, which seeks to provide a learning experience for the whole child, including head, heart, hands, and health, helps young Texans to acquire knowledge, develop life skills, and from attributes to enable them to become self-directed, productive, and contributing members to our society. And whereas it's more than 607,000 urban, suburban, rural youth participants ranging in the age from 8 to 18. See this a little bit bigger. Even with my glasses, I was having trouble reading that. let's see. Whereas in more than 607,000 urban, suburban, rural youth participants ranging in age from 8 to 19 hail from diverse ethnic and socioeconomic backgrounds and truly represent a cross-section of the state. And whereas the program undoubtedly could not have achieved the success that it has today were it not for service of its more than 29,000 volunteers who have given generously of their time, talents, energies, and resources to the youth of Texas. And whereas throughout its proud history, the 4-H program has developed positive role models for countless Texans, and through its innovative and inspiring programs continues to build character and to install the values that have made our state strong and great. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court hereby designates October the 4th through the 10th, 2015, as National 4-H Week in Texas, and we commend the 4-H Youth Development Program of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service and the many men and women who have made the program a success. Signed by four commissioners that are here today. We want to applaud y'all. I want to applaud your efforts. Y'all are an outstanding youth organization that does a lot of good for a lot of people, not only in Jefferson County, but across the state of Texas. And I think on behalf of the commissioners, we'd like to thank y'all for what you do.
Thank you, commissioners, for declaring October 4th through the 10th, 2015, National 4-H Week in Jefferson County. I am Jamie DeVille, and I am the chairman of Jefferson County Youth Council. I am here today to represent my fellow 4-H Council members, Whitney Schott, Hampshire Finette 4-H Club, Jonah Romero, Grace 4-H Club, Logan Perry, Reach 4-H Club, Elsie Morris-Thomas, Grace 4-H Club, Noah DeVille, Reach 4-H Club, Bailey Braniff, Amelia 4-H Club, and Alex Gorhardo, North China 4-H Club, along with over 320 Jefferson County youth that participate in our 9 local 4-H clubs. For 108 years now, the 4-H program of Texas has been engaging youth in activities that help develop skills for a lifetime. These skills range from communications to community service and from goal setting to leadership. Regardless of the skill learned and the The benefit gathered from a young person participating in the 4-H program are priceless. We are a community of young people learning leadership, citizenship, and life skills. In Jefferson County in 2014-2015, we had 3,084 youth participate in 4-H program that offered the opportunity to succeed by learning life skills. There were 74 entries at county competitions and 24 at the district level, and 16 senior 4-H members participated at state competitions. We had 98 4-H entries show in South Texas State Fair. This year, we also contributed to our community by giving stuffed animals to the Garth House, donating sachets to nursing homes, supporting the district-wide baby shower by collecting and donating 370 needed baby items for the Hope Center, monetary donations to MD Anderson Cancer Center, and to senior boys unable to afford going to prom, and giving blankets to homeless shelters, just to mention a few. 4-H is unique in that it offers experiences to both urban and rural youth by providing the opportunity to participate in community 4-H clubs. Learning experiences in school classrooms, day and overnight camps, the other special interest opportunities. A young person's experience in 4-H makes a difference for a lifetime by allowing them to grow and appreciate the importance of being a good citizen, a strong leader, and a person of character. Texas 4-H members have always been proud of their communities they call home. Whether they live in cities, towns, or rural areas, 4-H'ers make their communities better year-round. But they couldn't do it without help. Celebrating 7 years giving back through community service projects that 4-H members plan, organize, and implement in their community and county. And it is happening in every county across Texas. We will again host a food drive that will benefit Southeast Texas Food Bank with the support of Market Basket on Highway 105, Market Basket on Phelan and Major, and Market Basket on Nederland Avenue as we target hunger in Jefferson County. We hope to surpass our collection of the previous year of 2,855 pounds of food. We invite everyone to please come out on Saturday and help support our efforts. We are also proud as to be a part of a partnership between Texas 4-H and Texas A&M Forest Service to help celebrate their 100th year anniversary. To help celebrate the anniversary, the Forest Service is providing one burr oak tree, the only tree that can grow successfully in all 254 counties of Texas, to each county, to be planted on public land for their community service. So again, on behalf of Jefferson County 4-H, we would like to thank the court for their continuous support of the 4-H program. And we would like to give you gifts of our appreciation.
Come on up. Ms. Stoller, I want to take the opportunity to say that Ms. Stoller does an excellent job with them. I've attended several of their programs, and it is a fine program for young people, and we appreciate all you guys do for the community and, like Commissioner Arnold said, as a whole. Thank you. All right. Now we're at the Sheriff Department. It says, consider and possible approval authorizing a county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Chambers County, Jefferson County, and the Southwest Correction LLC doing business as LaSalle Corrections for the purpose of housing and caring for housing care for such inmates at the Jefferson County Downtown Jail. Can I get a motion on this? Second. I guess I'm okay with this, but there's one question. This has Chambers County in it. What does that consist of? Okay. Have you reviewed this? Okay. Good. Any other questions? All in favor of motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carry unanimous. With that, we're at the end of the court. Is there anything to come before the body from members of the court?
Judge, you might want to just announce about not having a meeting next week.
Yes, sir. Just about to do that. Next Monday, we will not have a meeting. There's not a quorum. There is a major county commissioner and judges meeting that most of us will be away at. Anything else? With that, I'm sorry, Mr. Reese, come up to the front.
If I could, my name is Randall Reese. I'm the general manager of the Sabine Neches Navigation District. I have Paul Beard with me today, our board chairman. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Commissioner Arnold for his timely resolution in appointing us another commissioner. We appreciate it. At the same time, I'd like to publicly thank Jim Rich for the work that he did with the district. He did a great job. And then I would also like to thank the court for continuing appointing commissioners that are as timely and as involved as the ones we have now. Thank you.
We thank you. And you guys do a great well for our community. And of course, that deepening widening is one of the major projects for our area, which fuel the growth to our community also. Anything else to come before the body? We're closed.